You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to Your Time with God in the Raw Ministries. Prophetess Dr. Charmaine Gilpeard from the Seventh-day Church of the Living God invites you to tap into this anointed hour. There is a powerful word that is headed your direction, one that will change the very course of your life. Be blessed.
Oh, turn not your neighbor, said, don't let the devil fool you. You know why some people are still in their mess? Some people are still in their mess because you're in your mess, but you're still able to get a little vision here and there. Honey, you're still crooked. And if the Lord comes, you ain't going up. I'm talking to the church. I'm talking about love. But when you become bold in love, you become bold in judgment. I wish somebody will praise God. So when the sound of the trumpet comes, you'll be able to stand up and say, come, Lord Jesus. Even so, come. What an awful sight when the cloud began to roll back as a scroll. And the trump shall sound, and the dead in Christ shall rise. Do you understand that only those that die in love will be able to get up? Somebody raised up both hands and said, Lord, give me that kind of love. Said, Lord, though this flesh don't want it, drench me. Let me explain to you, as my daughter told you that I'm a country girl. Let me explain to you about drenching. When it is time to purge the cow or the bull, Lord God help me, Holy Ghost, they would make up the medicine. Wake up. Some of you are sleeping under the word. They would make that medicine and they would put it in a quart bottle. Are you listening to me? And they would tie the cow and then drape the cow close. Come and say, hold me a close range, God. So come and tell the Lord, Lord, hold me a close range. And they hold the cow at close range and then pry his teeth open and drench him. When I tell God, whatever you have to do, drench me. Tie me up. Because some of us want to tie up, you know. There are some of us that are doing things we know we have no business doing. We talk mess all day long. God is going to tie you up one day and he's going to drench you. Or not your neighbor and said, if your name is written, he will drench you. Oh, somebody ought to put your hand together. Give the Lord a clap offering right there. Bold in judgment. Somebody shout, bold in judgment. Because as he is, as he who is, as God is, so are we in this world. So let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. Talk with me. Reason with me. Now, who can stop you when God dwells in you? How can you fail when God is in you? Come, just reason with me now. Just reason with me. Tell me how. Turn to a neighbor and say, neighbor, it is impossible to fail where God is. So something blew my mind this week while I was fasting. And you know, it's amazing how we can read the word of the Lord and then you reread the word of the Lord and something just jump out at you. Not if you've never read it before. But so listen to this. The Bible says, how the Assyrian oppressed Israel. God allowed the Assyrian to the Assyria to oppress Israel. And the day came, somebody shout, the day came, when the mighty man called Elisha was sick. Lord God, help me, Holy Ghost. Lord, I'm not ready to be sick. Your prophet can be sick. And your prophet can die. Repeat after me. It is appointed unto man once to die. Regardless of who you are, one day you will die. So the Bible says that he was sick. He was sick. And when the king of Israel heard that he was sick, he ran over to him. Hear the part that got me, deacon, pastor, baby brother. Hear the part that got me. The exact same declaration that Elisha declares when he saw Elijah being taken up. When the king got there, now the king did not know what Elisha had declared when he saw the chariot of fire. But read the story. The man decreed. The Bible said when he got there and he saw Elisha in his sickness that have overtaken him, he held his face and he cried, "Oh, chariot of fire, chariot of God." And the Bible said, even though the man was sick, and he was not going to recover. Are you listening to the story? I'm talking about when God dwells in you. Lord Jesus, I praise you. The Bible says that Elijah spoke to him and told him to look eastward, southward. Even when I'm lying on my deathbed, I'm still going to have a word of prophecy in my mouth. Oh, not your neighbor. Say, don't let the sickness fool you, honey. God dwelleth in me. He said, look to the east and look to the west and look to the north and look to the south. And then he told him, he said, come on, get you some bows. Get some bows and get some arrows. And he tell him, begin to shoot. Yeah. And he said, shoot. But the man only shoot three times. He said, Elijah, and now I could, when I read this week, I was on fasting. I heard Sister Natalie. I heard her in my head, you know. My God, why you couldn't just tell me to do it five times? The man of God watched him, and he only shot the arrows three times. He said, only three times will you able to overcome Syria. He said, Elijah, the Bible said Elijah wept. He was so angry with the king. He said, why you didn't shoot five times? Because then you would have annihilated them. Ah, you would have recovered everything. Are you listening to me? Anybody home, wake up. So the story went on to say that Elisha died. And when he died, there was war in the land. Listen to this. And the Syrian, they were on the run. And one of their men got wounded in the battle. And he died. Oh, Sister Natalie, let me tell you a story, girl. When he died, they threw him overboard. He landed in Elisha's sepulcher. The Bible said the man dropped. And can I paraphrase it? Can I break it down for you? Guess what? Wake up story come to bump. Come on. If you see a person sleeping beside you, shake them and said, wake up. Story come to bump. Brother Will, when the man fell into the sepulcher, he dropped on the dead man bone. I'm talking about the man of God. Somebody shout, the man of God. Oh, Lord God. The Bible says that the man get up and stood upright. They could not understand how come the dead man came back to life. When they check it out, the man fell on Elisha's bone. So let me tell you something. Even when I'm dead, be careful what you do with my bones. Anybody in the house? Turn to a neighbor and say, neighbor, if God ever dwell in you, death have no power over you. Listen to me, and listen to me carefully. Now you understand how Obia comes about. Do you understand how Obia comes about iniquity? Negromancy. They read the same Bible and said, if you mess about with dead man bones, things can happen. And so you have people that live in the graveyard. Oh, you're not listening. You're not listening. And somebody put stories together and begin to work sorceries. Anybody in the house? Ain't God good? I said, ain't God good? Well, nudge your neighbor and said, neighbor, senior pastor is not teaching us how to work sorceries. Senior pastor is teaching us how to work God. And I am here to let you know, listen, if you listen to me, there will not be one poor among us. Look at you. You wouldn't even say amen. Amen. Did you know that if I give you $1 billion and your mind is in a poverty-stricken mentality, atmosphere, you're still poor? Yeah. I said, if you listen to me, there won't be one poor among us. There is no fear in love. But perfect love casts out fear. How is the love made perfect? Only in God. Now this is how I study the Bible. Pause. Bow your heads. Bow your heads right where you are. And whisper your own prayer to God and said, Lord, if there is any bitterness in me, drench me. Because I know I have the capability to hate. I know I have the capability to backbite. I know I have the capability to become covetous and revengeful, angry and bitter. Clamorous. Drench me and purge me from such nasty behaviors. Get these filthy worms out of me. And let love possess me. Take control of me so that I can manifest. So that I can manifest. Let the church say amen. Amen. Poverty. Poverty exists where no love abounds. Oh God, I wish you would understand that. Did you know that there is enough wealth in the world to make everybody in the world a millionaire? I said, poverty exists where no love abounds. Poverty exists where no love abounds. And when your love is made perfect in God, then you can trust God that you are indeed a son. You would love to have a son one day, don't you? And I pray, God, that God bless you with a son. Now, walk with me. For the past couple of weeks, since I gave the rebuke about I don't like the way how people was dressing to church, every Sabbath I come in, I touch my husband and point on your feet. I'm like, look at the good shoes them that this brother have. Where did he plan to wear them to? That's what I want to know. Because I said, this man got some nice shoes. Now, I love nice things. And when I see nice things, I recognize it quickly. I'm like, man, this man got some nice shoes. That means he's not the one shoes in prayer. You down there, so let me tell you what's going on up here. I'm like, my God. So can you imagine? Look at this shirt. This shirt is a name brand shirt. This is no Fenke shirt. This watch is no Fenke watch. And neither is his pants. Let me see the belt. It's, what do you call that? A what? Lacoste. Don't let me speak any profanity in God's house. But listen to what I'm trying to say to you. Listen to what I'm trying to say to you. And what kind of car you drive out there? You drive a Porsche?
Yeah.
Today, right? What other kind of car you have? You have a BMW too now?
Sold it.
Oh, you sold it. See, when you got it like that. And you have other cars too, don't you?
Audi.
You have a Audi. Oh, Lord. So understand what I'm trying to say to you. We're going somewhere, right? So he have all these things and he look really nice. Yeah? If I walk on the street with him on my arm, a sister is going to want to take him off of me. Tell the truth. Now imagine this man. I'm going to bring me a rug. Let me dry up this man quick. Now imagine this man have a son. You think he's going to put his son in Bobo? Now tell me the truth. You think if he have a son, he's not going to put proper shoes on his feet? No, talk with me, church. Wake up. You think if he have a son, he's going to buy him a shirt to fit that can fit Brother Parker, or he's going to buy him his proper size? Proper size. Now come talk with me. The point I'm trying to make here is that God is a better father than this man. Lord have mercy. And guess what? You will never be able to get the things that God have until you accept that he is your father and that he will give it to you if you ask. I've got news for you. There are things you don't even have to ask for. Listen what he said. If you desire it. I've got news for you. Even when we messed up. Dog, even when we messed up and we have gone astray. Listen what the good father does every day. Go stand at the window and look out for your son. Go look out for your son. Every day. Every day. He so loves his son. Every day. He's looking out for his son. One day he saw his son. Come, son, come. One day he saw his son. Look what he's going to do when he saw his son. Oh, my God. Oh, my. This is what he's going to do. But stand here. Come, stand here. Hug him up, man. But listen now. Listen. This is how God wants to treat us, even when we messed up. But listen to that snake. Listen to the snake. You already know how you treat your father. Don't even bother make a phone call. let alone to show up at the gate. All that he's waiting to do for you is to put his arms around you. But listen to Lucifer. Don't go. Lucifer said, don't go. Lucifer says, stay right where you are. Then listen to some of us now. You know, these last days I can't even pray. I can't even pray. I don't know what is going on. Because the devil is in your head. Anybody listening to me? When the devil is in your head, you can't pray. And listen, there are times when you have to stand before God and you have to say, Lord, the devil is in my head and telling me that I can't pray. I ask that you drive him out. Somebody shout, prayer well said. Listen. Can I tell you some of the prayers I pray? Some of the prayers that I pray is that, Lord, you see how Lucifer is trying for me to hate Sister Novelet. Lord, turn his plans into foolishness. Because listen. Repeat after me. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we refuse to carry everything. Do you understand what the word every mean? It simply means nothing remaining. So the minute things, carry it. The big things, Brodnock, carry it. Everything. Lord, you see how the devil is getting me? Is trying to get me not to give my tithes because he told me that the light is going to cut off. Lord, shame the devil because I am going to pay my tithes and I'm going to trust you with my light bill. You think God is going to let a prayer like that go unnoticed? And I'm here to tell you no. Somebody shout everything. Everything. But just like any child, just like any child, when a child know that he or she has done wrong, what will that child do? That child does not want to come face to face with mama or daddy. But I got news for you. Repeat after me. God is not like mom nor dad. God is 100%. Love. When you pray, he's going to listen. Now, in closing, because I'm not going to weary your patience. We're coming back next week, aren't we? Come on, tell somebody I won't stop coming until this God love is in me. So in wrapping up today's segment, when the father saw the son, he said, kill the fattest calf. Now listen to Sister Natalie now. Why am I picking on Sister Natalie? Because Sister Natalie is just the kind of person that tell it like it is. Listen to Sister Natalie now. Imagine, church, let me tell you. Imagine how I serve and I waited here for so long. I've never gone astray and you have the nerve to kill the fattest calf. Repeat after me. God is 100% love. Not only that, but you put a robe on him. Not only that, you put a ring on his finger. After the boy has been so disrespectful, then now I ask you the question. So why do we isolate ourselves from some of the people in the church that we think has done wrong? Talk with me. Some of us don't want to keep company with certain people because we say that, oh, you know, they went astray and I know your deeds and I know when you did that fornication and that adultery and I know when you lied and so I just decide to cut you off. How dare you? understand what the point I'm trying to bring out? Is that until God dwells in us, I can't accept you. You know why? Because sin dwell in you and sin dwell in me. And it takes God for me. Because the bottom line is that the Bible says that sometimes we're trying to take the little mote out of our brother's eye when a big log is sitting in ours. And if you have a log in your eye, I'm afraid that you're going to blind me trying to scratch out my little mote. You know how many little motes I see here today? Yeah? A whole lot of motes. And I have to say, Lord, is it time to deal with this? Lord, how do you want me to handle this? Lord, how should I fix this? Because if you fix some things like you see them, you create debt. And none of us know the price for us all. Yeshua suffered. Repeat after me. While we were yet sinners, Yeshua died. Hence, none of us can brag on the other. Yeshua did not die for me because I was righteous, honey. He died for me because I was a brute. Yeshua did not die for me because I'm perfect or because I'm good looking or because I speak well. He died for me while I was nothing. Now rise to your feet and repeat after me. This is the confidence that I have. That if I ask anything in his name, he hears my petition. Said, I will walk around in the confidence of love. Because the more I love, is the more of God that dwells in me. And if God dwelleth in me, who can fight against me? If God dwells in me, who can deny me? If God dwells in me, I have everything that I need. Now look at some things in your life right now. Look at some things in your life right now. Look at some bills. Look at some bills that are due. And if you didn't pay your tithes, no bother look. Pay your tithes and then look. All right? But listen to me. Listen to me. Look at some obstacles in your way right now. Whether it be sickness, whether it be financial, it does not matter what it may be. Close your eyes all over this room. And repeat after me. I will look to the hills from whence cometh my help. All of my help. All of my help. All of my help cometh from the Lord. True love, I will obtain all that I need. Through love, I will get that which I want. I decree and I declare that there is no bill so insurmountable that I can't pay. I can pay every bill. By Monday morning, I can pay every bill due. Every bill past due. Every bill delinquent. Every bill going into collections. Because God liveth in me. And now I call money to follow. I call money to follow. Shout it, I call money to follow. Shout it, I call sickness to be healed. Come on, I call sickness to be healed. In Yeshua's name. I can do all things through Christ that dwelleth in me.
Need a copy of this message? Please call 561-429-5743. Need prayer? Dial that number. 561-429-5743.